Gemma, having seen a tiny bit of the panto this morning, it's got such a vibrant feel to it. It's quite an unusual pantomime, though, isn't it?
Yes, it's not your... it's got all of the traditional aspects of a pantomime, but with a very Jewish twist.
Have you been involved in pantomime before?
No, this is my first ever panto. And when Nick, the writer, came to me and asked if I wanted to be part of it, because I knew his writing and he's a very, very funny man, I thought this would be the perfect first panto to do.
What part of the production have you enjoyed doing most?
Oh, I think probably all of the music. The music is just so geniusly created by Josh Middleton, who is a klezmer king, and has transformed all of these pop songs by famous Jewish artists and rearranged them in a sort of klezmer way. And so I think learning all of those with the company has been my favourite part of the process.
And you play Red. Describe some of the things you do in the pantomime.
So Red is a wannabe scientist searching for a renewable energy source. And she's sort of rebelling against her mum's traditional outlook on the world. And she carries an energy tester the whole way through the pantomime, looking for things to scan and ways to find new energy, clean, cheap energy. And she's feisty and incredibly intelligent, and I love playing her.
And I see there's a skating rink outside as well. Yeah. Do the cast have a go at that?
Well, we haven't yet, but who's to say? Yeah, I'm sure we will.
And the pantomime runs how long?
Until the 7th of January.
And even open on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you can see it on Christmas Day. It's quite nice, actually. My mum and brother are coming on Christmas Day. So if you want to be part of a community and watch something incredibly joyful and do something a bit different with your Christmas, we will be on Christmas Day.